20 years since we lost Freddie.
I want to break free. I want to break free. These are the days of our lives. They're floating the swiftness of time. The show must go on. The show must.
Spike Edney plays guitar and keyboard for Queen. Joined them in 1984. Spike, hi.
Good morning.
Just tell us about Freddie.
Oh, Freddie. Well, obviously a very controversial and contradictory character. Very talented. Very flamboyant. That's the public face of Freddie. But also very quiet and quite reclusive at times as well.
Contradictory?
Well, yeah, I mean, you see him on stage and he's master of his world, and you sit down and have a cup of tea with him and he's sort of very quiet and likes peace and quiet as well.
I'm just thinking, 84, when was Live Aid? Were you Live Aid or was that?
Yeah. Live Aid was 85. I joined when the Works Tour was on, which was Radio Gaga and I Want to Break Free time.
Right, so... You didn't do Live Aid?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Sorry. I'm being stupid. Yeah. No change there then. Right, so at Live Aid, when he was giving that performance that we all remember so much, which electrified the whole event, and you were playing with him, were you thinking, oh, this is good?
Well, the thing about Live Aid, up until Queen went on the stage, which I think was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it had all been quite sort of easygoing, quite gentle. It was a bit more like a sort of Sunday picnic out there. And... once we got on the stage and started the medley, and the reaction, the crowd almost sort of like got to its feet, and the atmosphere changed, and we all looked at each other and went, "Uh-oh, something's happening here." And then, of course, the Radio Gaga moment when the hands go up—it seemed that was the first time that the whole of the stadium were engaged in the music, whereas up until then they'd all been sitting around, you know, having quite a pleasant time. All of a sudden, they were at a rock show.
Yeah, amazing.
And
amazing.
We could tell it was different then.
Yeah, you could tell it was different. He had it in the palm of his hand, didn't he, that day?
Well, he always treated a stadium full of people like his own personal guest at a tea party.
And he was a great writer, too.
Well, they were all great writers. I mean, they're probably the only band in history where all four members have...